Well, over the past few years, we've heard a lot about some of the great projects that the Nature Glenelg Trust has been doing, including restoration of parcels of land both here in the southeast and across the border into Victoria. Now, to help continue their work and the ongoing costs of all of that work with the maintenance of these properties, the NGT, the Nature Glenelg Trust Foundation, has just been launched. To tell us more, Mark Backman, the manager of Nature Glenelg Trust. Mark, always good to have you in the studio.
Hello, Selena. Nice to see you again.
So a new announcement, a new launch of a foundation. Tell us a bit about how this is going to work.
Yeah, so look, this is it's an addition to what we already do. It's something that will help address a question that people have had of us in recent times. You'll be aware now we're up to three properties that the organisation manages, as well as the range of other work we do on public and private land. And this is really about making sure that people, when they work with us and with some of the other ideas we've got for the future, and as we potentially take on other properties, that people, when they work with us, can have the confidence that we are planning for the future and that there will be a sustainable income source that enables us to look after the areas of land that we're reserving into the future. Because this is for non-government organisations that manage land, this is pretty much the biggest challenge. So in the short term, with project funding that we are getting from different places to help us restore the properties at, say, for example, Eagle Hawk Waterhole and Mount Burr Swamp, not a short-term problem for us. But once that job's done and the regular maintenance kicks in, maintaining fences, you know, spraying weeds, just the general land management things that need doing, as well as some of the more bold ideas we might have for trying to undertake research work and reintroductions and various things we might want to do on the property or properties, this is a way of making sure that we can cover some of those costs into the future. So so the short-term idea is donations into the foundation won't be spent. They get put aside and invested, and that amount will grow, much like people will be familiar with their superannuation account when it's in a growth phase. Very similar concept to that. And down the track, the equivalent of you getting your pension, the idea is down the track when we've grown the foundation to a balance that enables us to do so, that we would then derive a sustainable income source to manage our reserves and never draw down on that capital amount. So compared to other things that people have donated towards in the past for NGT, where the money is used straight away for, say, helping us secure land, this is one of those situations where donations into this foundation, they'll be preserved forever and they'll really help us long term.
Yeah, so it is really that long term planning, because as you say, when you take on a property, it is a long term project, as you say, there are costs that will be ongoing essentially forever as long that land is there.
We want to make sure that we don't sort of run out of steam here. We've done some really great things and we're rapt that people have been working with us to do that, but we want to make sure we can continue to do more of this good work. And so I guess, you know, really important today to recognise that kickstarting the foundation wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for the support of 141 Plantations, who we've had a long-term relationship. We work with them on a number of things. It mostly goes on behind the scenes, but there's a couple of, this announcement and also the announcement at Mount Burr Swamp a couple of years ago. They were a major partner in helping us secure that site. And, I guess, they've recognised that building on what we've started there and helping set us up long term is important. So, you know, we're really grateful that over the next 3 years, at least, they're kickstarting the foundation with annual contributions of $20,000 a year, which is fantastic.
That sort of gets you going.
Gets us going, and this is a long-term plan. It's going to take some time before we get the sort of balance in the foundation that will meet this goal, but there's no time like the present. You know, we're starting now. Yeah.
Do you have any idea of, sort of for each dollar that you're receiving, how much that is going to end up, generating for you?
Yeah, look, based on the... Look, we've been really grateful to, as a fantastic organisation called the Tasmanian Land Conservancy, who are doing similar things to us. In terms of land management, they're operating at a much bigger scale. They started a little bit before us. They've been advising us on how this is, to set it up and go about this process, which has been fantastic. We've spoken to their advisors. Once the balance is at a sufficient enough level, the idea is 5% is made available for funding these ongoing costs. That allows for a small amount of you know, the sort of fees and charges that come out of managing, you know, investments and that sort of thing, and accounts for inflation. So the capital amount is always preserved, mm-hmm. and then, you know, some of that income is made available for management. So that means that if someone donates $20 today, one day down the track when we start deriving an income stream from this money, $1 of that will be available every year, ongoing, which
forever.
Is fantastic.
And so for people not that much, perhaps not so familiar with the work the Nature Glenelg Trust, some of those projects that you've mentioned, you've got the land that you manage. How big is your footprint of where you work?
We operate largely in the NRM, or Natural Resource Management region, situated between Adelaide in South Australia and Melbourne in Victoria. And obviously the projects we've talked about here in the Southeast studio tend to be closer to home for here, but we've been very active with work up in the Riverland. We've got a senior ecologist up there, Nick Whiterod, who does a lot of work with native freshwater fish issues. And we've also got staff based up in Adelaide working on Fluorio Peninsula swamps. And also in Western Victoria, we have staff working on particularly wetland issues. But we do a range of different things, I guess, that are happening behind the scenes. And interestingly, if you look at how we started, our organisation was really built initially around providing that that sort of service for and delivering projects on other people's land. Mm. And we've been doing that for, you know, since the start, January 2012. But as time goes by and there's been these opportunities that have come up, and as we discussed last month, the really generous donation of Currawonga, we have moved more into land management. And, you know, this announcement today is really about making sure that people can see, yep, you know, they're really thinking about how they can look after these patches long term, and you know, thinking about the future.
So as I mentioned, you've got some sort of seed funding or kickstarting contributions to get you going, but obviously the job now is to get people to contribute towards the foundation. So are there minimum amounts? Is it can it be one off things? How will that work?
I guess again taking the lead of the Tasmanian Land Conservancy, what we've decided to do is set the foundation up in a way that allows for a couple of different ways that people can contribute. If people out there would really like to get behind this, you know, the idea with the foundation is mainly to have larger funds that are established within it to really kick us along. And so if people are interested in making a donation or bequest, either in their name, their family's name, or in the honour of someone who may have passed away, then the sort of minimum balance we're talking about is $10,000, which now we realise that's more than most people, including myself, can afford in the short term. So we have also established what we're calling a generic fund, the NGT Reserves Fund, within the foundation. And literally any amount can be donated by anyone into that, and they just need to visit our website and follow the links, which is ngt.org.au. There's an image there with a couple of links below it on the main homepage. And that means that, yeah, any amounts over $2 are tax deductible, and we can accommodate everyone that way, because we realise that, you know, the sort of thresholds for setting up a specific fund in the foundation are going to be beyond most people's means.
Mm. Well, Mark, it's exciting times. It feels like so many great projects that we've been getting in over the last few years
to talk about.
But I guess, you know, some certainty and peace of mind for you and your team, knowing that, you know, with this foundation, that long after you and I and we are gone, these parcels of land will still be here, that there will still be some capacity for those behind to continue to look after them well into the future.
Absolutely. That's the plan. So thank you again for your support and helping us explain to people how this works, and a huge thank you to people listening out there and the community generally for getting behind what we do, because none of this would be happening if it wasn't for that goodwill and support that we feel every day from people that work with us. It's fantastic.